I love a sunburned country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains. I love her far horizons, I love her jewel sea, her beauty and her terror, the wide brown land for me. That was a popular stanza excerpted from My Country, one of the best known works of poetry in Australia by Dorothy McKellar, which perfectly captures the natural beauty and the heart and spirit of Australia. Australia is a country rich in history and culture. Australia's indigenous, known as Aborigines, are believed to have travelled across the sea from Indonesia many thousands of years ago. Europeans arrived in the 16th century. The Portuguese were first, followed by the Dutch and the English. As a continent, Australia is actually physically similar in size to the USA, Europe and China. But even as it is a big country, it is one of the most sparsely populated in the world. There are quite a number of nomadic Aborigines living in many areas of Australia and have been living on this wide brown land for thousands of years. Australian wildlife has a reputation of being cute and cuddly animals. Some of these fascinating animals include kangaroos, koalas, possums, dingoes, and Tasmanian devils. Additionally, there are only two species of monotremes in the world, and Australia is home to both of them. The echidnas, a type of spiny anteater, and the platypus. Australia, like most other places in the world, has its own myths and legends. Some of them come from Aboriginal Dreamtime stories, like how the kookaburra got his laugh. The origins of many are unknown. Some legends were written into poems and songs, which in turn evolved into legends as well, and in the telling, the poets themselves also became legends. Modern Australia is host to people from all over the world. Indeed, the country is home to some of the world's most talented people. In literature, the author Patrick White is a Nobel Prize winner, and fellow authors Peter Carey and Thomas Keneally are recipients of the famed Booker Prize. In opera, Dame Joan Sutherland is Australia's best known diva. She was the undisputed coloratura soprano of her time. Nellie Melba was the world's biggest opera star at the beginning of the 20th century. In cinema, Australia is home to Oscar winners Mel Gibson, Russell Crowe and Nicole Kidman. Musically, the country has produced famous bands such as the Bee Gees, AC/DC, INXS and Midnight Oil. In 1993, sincere truth seekers invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to make a stopover during her 1993 World Lecture Tour to share her wisdom and insights about God and spirituality. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted their invitation. Please join us on Words of Wisdom today for an insightful lecture entitled, To Be One with God is to Do Without Doing, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Melbourne, Australia on March 14, 1993. Thank you.
my youth and until recently, I always looking for truth. I am thinking of the meaning of life, and I am torturing myself about what is the life for, what is the meaning of life, what I am here for. I can't find the meaning. I can't find an explanation. I go to the bookshop and buy every sort of books I can have that talk about meaning of life, about happiness, about peace of mind, and especially I used to be a faithful reader of Norman Vincent Peale. I read everything. It doesn't help me. I read the Bible, and later on I went to a Protestant church. I joined a Baptist church, and I became a born-again Christian because I was told that I would become one with God, and Jesus Christ would be with me all the time after I became a born-again Christian. And only through being a born-again Christian that I would become one with God. And that I did, but there's nothing changed in me. I still have a lot of worries. I still live like a machine, working 10 hours a day, and I worry a lot about financial problems, about family matters, about the conflicts in the families, and about children, my children, my wife, and my relatives, and so on. The happiness, if I have some, is just a short, very short moment of happiness, but after then, followed by worries again, and I feel like there's no meaning in life. Until one day, I came across sample booklets of Master Ching Hai in a bookstore in Richmond. At that time, I didn't know what Master Ching Hai is and where she comes from, what nationality she is. But I asked for two free booklets, one for my wife, one for myself, because the booklets are beautiful. It looks beautiful and looks like a lot of money has been put in printing the book. But I read the book, and suddenly I am like a person who have been walking in darkness, and suddenly I saw the light all over me. And the book, I gave it to my wife. I think she also read it, because the very next day, I came to her and say, "Darling, let's be vegetarian." And she said, "Yes." See, just like that. And we completely turned around 180 degrees, and we became vegetarian since that day. And I believe with our master blessing through the booklets, through her teaching, we cannot do that. Because my wife has been eating meat all her life, and she never touched a vegetable. We start to try to understand and to read more books and watch more videos to understand my master teachings. And the more we read, the more we watch her videos, and the more we respect her very deep teachings through very simple words. While we are waiting for being initiated, and we practice meditation through her instructions in the booklets, and I have seen her manifestation, and she has taught me many, many things. And after being initiated, I really felt this blessing of Master. She's always with me, and whenever I encounter difficulties in life, or whenever I feel weakness that we all human beings used to feel. And we feel that, strongly feel that, absolutely, we will be born again with a living master. With our living master, we cannot achieve the state of being born again. We cannot feel that. Because after initiation, I feel that master is always with me all the time. Even she is miles, thousands of miles away in Taiwan or in America. But she's always with me. That's what I feel all the time. And she lets me know that. And the great experience I have experienced is that I have achieved the peace of mind since I became her disciples. I live in a peaceful life because that I have become known the meaning, the true meaning of life. We all have the God inside us, the God nature inside us, or the Buddha nature inside us. And we are not living in this world just to enjoy material things and then die meaningless. We have to practice to become one with God under the guidance of a master. And with the guidance of master, even in this very life, we can achieve paradise or nirvana or God's kingdom. All this experience I myself have experienced. And the more I meditate, the more I follow masters, the more I feel, and the more I'm happy. Just like thousands and thousands of disciples of masters all around the world, we absolutely believe that only the living master can help us to come back to become one with our Buddha nature, our God nature, or our kingdoms of God, and we will become liberated forever. May God bless you and give you the happiness like the disciples of Supreme Master Qinghai has experienced. And I have the very great honors to introduce my respectable master, the Supreme Master Qinghai, to you.
So I congratulate you for having a new old prime minister. Your country is envy of many other nations. That's my impression when I first when I first land at the airport. Yes. And that we have drove around to my temporary residence. It's so clean, fresh, and big, vast. People don't have pressure of living so close together without space. Yeah. It's so clean, and people are so friendly. Even the police in the airport were so friendly, so trusting. Yeah. So expert in knowing who is who. they only take care of the law and check out on the so-called not very law-abiding people. But when they saw us, they know nothing happened, no problem. So we just passed through without any checking in the luggage. And this is very rarely happened for such a group like us with many people and a lot of equipment and wires and all things, microphone, earphones. Yes, it is very, very warm and welcome feeling at the airport. And because I have traveled a lot around the world, and this rarely happens, so So I also like to thank you. Maybe some of the policemen are sitting here today. If not, please be reminded of the goodness of your country and your people again. If all the countries in the world becoming just like Australia, then it would be, we don't have to worry much. And also, I'm happy that your country is very liberal concerning different faiths of different religions. When I first came, the first day, many people came to visit me. They're native born or they are immigrants into your nation, but just speaking perfect English. So they have informed me of different faiths in your country, a different group of meditational practice, and different belief or different so-called religious sects in your country. And that shows that the people in Australia are very spiritual and very open-minded to all kind of good influences. You see, and they also ask me what kind of religion I represent or try to advocate. Well, I'm asked already. I was asked at the airport even by the police. He was interested to know. So I told them that I have no intention to advocate any particular religion in your country, because from what I have gathered, the information, even before coming here, I know your country have enough religions already. Is that not right? Yeah, huh? Yes. By the smiling and of your, on your face, I know it is true. So then, so they asked me, then what have you come for? I said, first, to get to know your country, because I have heard so much about Australia. It's a very interesting and charming land. Many people know about it, yes, and I have heard about it since I was a child, but I have not the opportunity to come. So first, to get to know the country and the people. Also second, to share with them what we know, and also to learn from them what we don't know. So in these days, I have been also busy learning, but have not the opportunity of sharing. So today is the day that I may have a chance to share with you what you might already know, or some of you might not yet know. See, in this age of very progressive communication system, most of people in the West, for example, America, Australia, know about many systems of meditation or religious devotion. So religions, we have plenty and we have enough, and all religions have encouraged people to be good, to do good, and to remember God or the Buddha. Therefore, I have not to remind you about this again. The reason of my disciples to invite me to come to this beautiful country is that they thought, because they're living in such a peaceful country and they owe so much to the Australian people for this happiness and freedom, which they sometimes don't have in their land. So they wanted me to represent them, to share with you the happiness that they gain through our meditational practice, which is called the Guan Yin. Guan Yin is a Chinese term. Well, I started in Taiwan. I got to start somewhere. Therefore, most of the terms sometimes seems very Buddhistic, also a little bit Chinese. Yeah, but in the Western countries, we don't need to discriminate over these terminologies. You see, Guan Yin is a Chinese term for observation of the vibration, observation of the world inside us. The world which was mentioned in the Bible. In the beginning was the world was God, the world was with God, and the world was God. Yes. So by observing silently with our wisdom inside, we will come in contact with God. That's the reason for all our happiness and all our desires will come to an end. We do not leave our desires will leave us. Some people call this the supreme power inside. When Jesus came to earth, he declared that, I do, but not I. It's my Father in me who does it. And whoever pray to the Father through my name will get whatever he wished for. You see, why has the people at that time pray through Jesus? Why through his name and not directly? It is because at that time, the people have not discovered their own Christ within. But later on, when he imparted the supreme wisdom to his disciples, he again tell them that whatever I do, you can do also, and you can do better. Why better than the master? It's just because it's the nature of every master to be very humble. And also to encourage people to stand on their own feet, to know their greatness, to recognize God who dwells within themselves. That he has mentioned this way. And also why better? It is because he knew that in the generations to come, the freedom of religion, of spreading religious faith will be greater than at the time of his birth, of his life. And he knew that his disciples, going through their own experiences and speaking in his name, will be having more freedom to express the greatness of a living master as well as the kingdom of God, which they themselves experience. Because it doesn't matter how great a master is, like Jesus, he would not venture to glorify himself. Also, he is too humble to do that. But most of the disciples can speak better of him and more freely express the greatness of the master. But the reason why the master does not glorify himself, also because when a master is one with God, the master has no more self to proclaim. And there is no feeling as a doer with the master, if he is a true master. So, if we believe in Jesus or any of the saviors who has graced our earth, then we must know that we are great. We are the sons and daughters of God. We are self, the supreme master. But because we do not discover this power within ourselves, so we have doubts, we have anxieties, we have desires, which are hardly ever completely fulfilled, as long as we have not come in contact with God power. So the reason for my disciples to invite me to come here is to share with you the knowledge of how to get in touch with this Supreme God who is within you, of whom you have heard much about, and all the Bibles, all the scriptures in different religions have mentioned. I have not come to alter your belief, your religions, to make you become a Buddhist or a Christian, or to make you become Muslim or whoever, whatever. Because whatever faith you have believed in, that is correct. If you have not the opportunity to get in touch with that supreme power on which your faith is based upon, then we will help you to recognize that. It's very easy, just like you receive the flowers from the beloved friends, because it's always there. It is very difficult to know God, some people say to me. But to me, it's very, very easy. It's like a child's game. And I'm always surprised whenever I'm in contact with some people who have not tuned in with the Supreme Power. I'm always surprised again and again why they don't know it. Why they have forsaken their greatness and go around in life in some kind of negative feeling or suffering, not knowing how great they are. After the initiation, many of my disciples claim that I am the Buddha or the Master or whatever, or God's daughter. Okay, that I accept. But so are you. So are all of you. From the child to the old man. None of you are different than I am. Everything I have, you have. Everything I have gained, you can gain. And that can be proved very shortly after you have accepted your greatness through the symbolic process of so-called initiation. All of my disciples have testified to this fact. Just like we say, by your fruit shall you be known. If we say something only hearsay or by only theology, or by speaking, or by reasoning, or by debating, then it's only half of the truth. We have to have proof of what we say and what we hear. That's why when Jesus said to the people, he said, seeing you see, but you do not perceive. Hearing ye hear, but ye do not understand. The reason why we see without perceiving is that we see only with our physical eyes the whole creation of God. No, only a part of the creation of God. But we do not see the Creator. And we do not completely perceive what is the meaning behind all this beautiful creation. And what is truly the meaning of God is love. God is almighty, God is omnipresent. That is what we do not, some of us, I don't mean all of you. Of course some of you would have perceived that. Because nowadays, the communication is excellent. And everything is made known to the public at large. So many of the systems have been introduced to you, to your country, and to other people in different countries. So perhaps you have known some of the teaching similar to ours, or the method that can show you the kingdom of God. When I mention the method, it isn't a method at all, because when we transmit the light and the sound, we don't speak. Both of us. Because the kingdom of God don't need a human language to be revealed. Just like in the Bible, it is stated that not by praying loud on the street or in a corner or making a lot of noise that you know God, but you pray in the secret corner, and there your Father knows you. And what you do in secret, the Father will reveal to you openly. What is that we do in the secret? That when we meditate, we come into the secret corner of our wisdom, of our self. And then the more we come into that chamber, the more it manifested outside as intelligence, as wisdom, as loving kindness, as the more effectiveness of the way we work and serve in this world. Now, all of my disciples, or most of them, because some of them probably a little bit dragging behind, I wouldn't boast that all of them immediately know everything, but most of them do. They have experienced a lot of miracles in their life. See, many of us love miracles. Wherever I go, people just keep asking me, do you know this and that man or woman who makes miracles and all that and this and others? I always heard about it. And no, it's about this healer. He's the greatest healer. He put his hand on you and you're healed and all this. I say, that would be great. And then all the world on his hospital anymore. And we all love miracles. That is the weakness within us. Yes, it's all right. So I told some of these people sometimes, all these healing powers, all these miracles are yours. If you want them, you will have them. And no need to worship any miracle workers or any healers even. It's great, what they do is great, but you can do the same. You can do the same. Jesus has promised. And so it's for us now to verify what Jesus says is true or not. I have verified, and many of my disciples, thousands, 10,000, 100,000 of them have verified around the world. So if you yourself want to verify, it's nothing very difficult, and it can be done very shortly. Most of our disciples, our fellow practitioners, I normally call them fellow practitioners. I don't call them disciples. I just because I just talked to you and I forgot. I call them fellow practitioners, brothers or sister. That's what we call each other. Yeah. But they call me master, so I'm only one and they're too many. I can't win, so sometimes I forgot. I call myself master also. But this is it's not in a proud sense. It's just a very natural, spontaneous reaction. And you might call yourself master also after you have mastered the art of life and death through the practice of the heavenly light and the heavenly sound, which is the word and the light of God in the Bible. We know so many things in life already. We know so much already, and many of us have a great position in the society and possess great knowledge about science, biology, and every other thing. But there are much more to learn, and we should not stop at the worldly level of discovery, but we should go on further into the higher dimension of the kingdom of God, and then choose where we go after we leave this physical world. Just like many of the immigrants to your country, they have chosen your land because it's peaceful, it's more secured and more loving than probably their country, some of their original countries. Similarly, our world is beautiful, beautiful. But there are more exquisitely beautiful, absolutely fantastic worlds beyond our world. And this we can choose. Because in the kingdom of God, there are many mansions. And should we practice, after the initiation, should we practice this method? We know immediately some part of this kingdom. Most of our disciples know this. That's why they would like to invite me here and there all the time to share with other people the same happiness. They thought they couldn't do it alone. They can do it, but they thought, I probably can speak about it better. But that's sometimes their mistakes. But if people request me too many times repeatedly, and I cannot say no, so I have to come. Otherwise, each of them, each of you, after knowing God, after knowing the kingdom of God, you have also the power to share it with other people. To do it or not do it depends on your confidence. Yeah. After you practice longer time, you have greater confidence and you have greater knowledge, and then you know what you're speaking of. Before I know the kingdom of God, I always thought, if I do good things and bow to the Buddha or go to the church, that would be enough. But afterward, there's something missing within me, something I cannot tell why, just push me that I have to know further, that I have to know more. Before I went to the church, I never asked for anything much. I always prayed to God that if you truly exist, please reveal to me. Please somehow let me know your greatness. And I prayed to the Buddha in the same way. At that time, God didn't reveal to me. God did not care about me. And the Buddha also ignored. After many suffering and crying and praying for the truth, I have got it. But through the transmission, through the practicing of the Guan Yin method, observing the world, the vibration, which is our own self. Our world is getting better and better because there has never been in history such an open disclosure of such a precious method. Not that the Master did not desire to share it with the people in the world. It was just due to persecution and difficulty in communication in the old time. Now we have television, we have telephone, we have newspapers, we have radios. And therefore, the people in the world at large now practicing this precious method, which in the ancient time can only be acquired through secret, through hardship, through years of searching. I'm not the only one who spreads this method. There are several more. And therefore the world, our world now, is full of people who are enlightened, who knows the kingdom of God, and who live a saintly way of life. That's why I guess our world is getting better and better. Even all the conflicts between the nations are being slowly minimized. Even many of the political struggles which had bothered the whole world has become lessened in very short time. If we practice the heavenly wisdom, we will see that there is a reason for it. That is because so many people are enlightened. And so many new discoveries, which is better for people's health, for the people's spiritual welfare and for economical growth, everything has a better promise. If more of the people turn to heaven, truly get in touch with the source of all healing power, of all magical fantasies, then the world become heaven. At that time, probably we don't need to aspire to go to another planet or to go to heaven even, because our Father will be here among us, because all of us will become one with the Father. It seems a very fantastic dream, but it may come true. We have no need to fear for the end of the world, because we will turn this into heaven. God will not destroy our world if it becomes a fit, a better and more glorious place for people, for His children to live in. You only pour down a house when the house is rotten and build a new one. Otherwise, if the house is repaired and intact, and you would not pull it down. Many people ask me about the end of the world. Say, do I believe in it? Am I afraid of it? What do I do about it? I say, yes, I believe in it. I say, God has power to create, and should our world become unfit for His children to stay, then He would destroy it. But no, I'm not afraid of it, because I have the kingdom of God in my pocket. I can take it any way I want, in this life or the life after. I will never lose my paradise. Therefore, it doesn't matter the world ends or doesn't end. It doesn't concern me. But what do I do about it? I do nothing. Of course, if you come to me and ask, then I will remind you that you don't need to fear it. Because if we die, the world ends anyhow. Right? So the world may end any time. Sometimes even in accident. So what we worry about is not the end of the world, but the end of ourselves. If we are not prepared for a longer journey to heaven, we might have to worry. Otherwise, there's nothing that we should do but to leave it in the will of God. So, because you are coming so many today, so I will shorten my speech and let you probably have something to teach me that I can learn, or something to inquire about what I know. So if you have any question or anything to say, please write it in a piece of paper, and then we will answer it for you. Thank you very much.
Is one ever too old to start being a vegetarian?
Probably yes. Maybe your biological system will not be so quickly adjust to the new diet. So sometimes in our system, about 65 or 70, it would be better for you to start next time when you change your clothes. And come back again.
If you have already a Christian mantra, does one have to change it?
No, you don't have to if that works for you. If you truly can get in touch with God through that mantra, that you can see the light of God, that you can hear the word of God, then you don't need to change. If you do not experience this God power manifested through life and the world, then you should change. If you desire to. If you do not desire, of course, It don't.
What does the fear of the Lord mean?
To fear the Lord means to respect His law, His commandments. It doesn't mean you have to be scared of Him or be afraid of Him. Fear of the Lord means to respect God, which is the creator of all things. And so we try to be righteous and virtuous in order to please Him, which is our true self. Because when we fear the Lord, means respect the Lord, means we know the wisdom, then we can never do wrong things. Not that the Lord is so fearsome that we have to stand far apart from Him.
Why do you have to meditate 2.5 hours a day and become vegetarian to be enlightened?
No, you don't have to be vegetarian, and you don't have to meditate 2.5 hours a day to become enlightened, but to keep the enlightenment. You can be enlightened without, but you can't keep if you're not fit to go on with it. There are some great power within ourselves which, when tapped, can bring confusion, can bring shattering experiences to our body and mind. Should we are not prepared our purity for it, to keep it or to endure it. Understand?
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Yes, I do. But then I don't. Yes. Because reincarnation is only our habitual thinking that binds us. Our true self never born, never die, and never reincarnates.
How can you explain or justify the existence of people suffering various illnesses through no fault of their own?
Well, if you believe in the reincarnation theory, it explains it. This is what the Bible says, as you sow, so shall you reap. Sometimes we have done some mistakes in our previous life, or even in this life, then we get the illnesses. Sometimes we suffer the collective so-called karma, mean the collective effect of the whole society. For example, if you don't smoke, but you always have to go around the world or on the buses in which is full of smoking from other people, then you will also have some kind of collective effect. It's called karma in the Sanskrit term. It means you suffer what the society, what your environment inflicts upon you. Therefore, we have to clear it up by having a purer life and encourage other people to do the same. And we should not need to wait for the neighbor to do it. We do it first. Yeah? If we started a clean diet, a vegetarian diet, which scientifically proved that it's even good for our health, apart from compassion, enlightenment and all that great deal, it's good for your health. Most of my disciples after initiation, they quit smoking immediately. They just quit it on their own. I say quit it slowly if you cannot bear it. I do not bear cigarette, but they quit it. Most of them quit immediately. Most of them quit it immediately after reading my book only. Understand, there is such a power which is awakened inside that helps them to go through all obstacles in life. That is the supreme power. It's not me who helps them. It's the Father who helps. It's their own Father who helps when they awaken to themselves and like want to claim their greatness again. That's why I say, awaken your own power. Be your master. Be the master. I'm telling you, I'm trying to show you the way to be a master, not to be my disciple. Understand? Therefore, after initiation, all the miracles come to you, all the things, the good that happen to you, it is your own Supreme Master at work. So I never claim credit for this, even though the disciple praise me that I do this and that for them and through manifestation body, but I say I know nothing about it. It is because your own Master power is at work after the initiation. Understand? So be the master, be a Christ, be a Buddha.
No. If we have followed another master, can we follow Master Qinghai?
It depends. If you think you need it, then you follow. If your master has already imparted to you the light and sound, and you have experienced the kingdom of God within, and you're satisfied with it, then don't need to follow. You only follow me when you don't know it. If you already know, and if you have a good master, please don't. But you're welcome, yeah? I don't reject you.
If we become one with God, does it mean that we lose our individuality?
Yes. But no. Well, in the world level, you still Mrs. Mr. So-and-so. And if you happen to be the prime minister, you keep your post. God will not take it away from you. And you still have your wife and kids and all the possession that you need or all the job that you have to do. And you still have your character. But then you're one with God means you do without doing. You don't claim credit for anything because you know it's not you who does it. Because you don't have any more ego to glorify yourself. That's the only thing. Our individual self, it doesn't mean the ego. What we lose is the ego, not the individuality. Okay?
If I realize my own enlightenment, can I help those close to my heart who have a negative attitude towards life?
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. We have helped many. Our fellow practitioners have also helped many. So can you. Because it's not by words of mouth that we convince people. It is by our own greatness, the great wisdom within which awakens, that transmits this atmosphere to their wisdom inside, and they perceive it. And that's how we help other people in the more effective way, apart from just talking and consoling them.
Is God personal or just a universal power?
Both, both. If you want him to be personal, if you want God to be personal, God will appear personal. Because God can do everything. God is your own self. Universal power is also your own self.
Is there a devil like Satan?
What do you think? In Australia, maybe no. But in other countries, yes. When you see a lot of disgraceful things that happen through some individuals, some very destructive power at work, these are so-called Satan. But the sooner we practice the heavenly light and sound, the better. Then the so-called Satan will become also an angel. We initiate him and make him vegetarian. But I need your love and force together. Yeah, I alone cannot turn this world into heaven. I can only turn myself into heaven. But you yourself have to also turn each of you into heavenly atmosphere before we can abolish Satan. We have to work together.
Thank you for your company on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please tune in tomorrow for part two of this fascinating lecture on To Be One With God Is To Do Without Doing. And now, stay tuned for A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May your life be filled with heaven's love and light.